This is an executive summary of Life Science Rights Explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Life Science Rights occupy a distinctive niche in commercial real estate. They own the laboratory and research buildings where biotechnology, pharmaceutical, and research tenants do their work. Unlike ordinary office space, lab space is purpose-built. It needs advanced ventilation, specialized power and HVAC, vibration control, and infrastructure that's expensive and difficult to replicate, which tends to support higher rents and stickier tenants. Demand is driven by the growth of biotech and pharma research and development, and supply is concentrated in a few innovation clusters, places like Boston and Cambridge, the San Francisco Bay Area, and San Diego, where talent, universities, capital, and companies congregate. The trade-off is that tenant demand is tied closely to biotech funding cycles. When venture capital and research funding are flowing, demand for lab space is strong. When funding tightens, demand can soften and vacancy can rise. This guide explains what life science rights own, the biotech and pharma demand, the economics of specialized lab space, the funding cycle risk, and how to evaluate a life science right. Demand, returns, and outlook are discussed in general, non-promissory terms. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results, and you should verify current conditions. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.